Okay, first going to give a few elements of background to explain why we look at the intra-urban variation of the relationship between mortality and ambient temperature in Montreal. Epidemiological studies of urban populations have shown that daily mortality increases with as ambient temperature rise above a city-specific threshold. If you look at the curves, the relationship is not linear, and the threshold is different for various cities. I mean, here the threshold would be maybe here, and in other cities it would be at different places at different temperatures. The strongest effects have been found for the concurrent or previous days. And studies that have shown such relationships were time series studies or case crossover studies. But other type of studies have also shown the effect of temperature on mortality. Studies mainly that have looked at those extreme events that occur at really high temperature. So, for example, here you have the excess death during extreme heat episode in Paris. In black, the black lines represent the excess mortality, the mortality during the days of the heat wave in Paris. Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. So we know that temperature affects mortality. Now, more elements of background. The knowledge of the factors that influence the risk of heat-related mortality can be used to develop interventions. The risk of death with high temperature is higher among those whose living condition expose them to even higher indoor temperatures, such as those without an air conditioner or those living on upper floors. So this knowledge can be useful to orient programs, to orient interventions. We also know that ambient temperature can vary considerably within cities and between cities and their surroundings. And such information might also be useful to orient programs or interventions. Because exposure varies within cities and temperature varies within cities and exposure of individuals which are located in warmer spots will be exposed to higher temperatures. So, actually, as I said, there is a considerable variation of temperature within urban area, and how can we locate urban hotspots? We can use satellite images, and this is surface temperatures which have been estimated using a Landsat image. This is the Montreal Island in Quebec, and the red areas are the areas where the surface temperature is higher. And lastly, exposure of individuals will vary with surface temperatures and with a lot of other factors. So here, just to show you how exposure of individuals to temperature can be variable, I just present the indoor temperature of 75 dwellings in Montreal in dwellings which were not air-conditioned. And so the blue line here represents the outdoor ambient temperature at the Dorval Airport, an international airport. And the box plots represent the indoor temperature measured at the same time, which was 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the days of July, some days of July. And so you can see that it was maybe 22 at Dorval at the airport, but the indoor temperature varied between 21 to 29 in the indoor dwellings at the same time as we measured the as ambient temperature was measured. So a lot of factors influence indoor temperatures and exposure of individuals, including the temperature where the buildings are located, the surface temperatures that can be estimated using a satellite image. So despite the fact that temperature are not uniform within cities, in very few health studies of the effects of hot weather has such heterogeneity been taken into account. Most studies that looked at the relationship between temperature and mortality used only one temperature measurement station for an entire region. So are people located in micro-urban heat islands and who are more likely to be exposed to higher temperatures thus at higher risk of mortality during warmer summer days. So to try to answer this question, what we did is we used the Montreal daily deaths in Montreal during the summers of 1990 to 2003. We used the ambient temperature at the international airport, but we also used two satellite images. We actually used the infrared bands to estimate the surface temperature on the island of Montreal. We established the relationship between temperature and mortality with a case crossover design, and I'll get back and I'll explain that to you. So we look at the relationship between temperature and mortality, and what we did is we stratified this relationship for those who died, who were located at the time of death in hotspots, in urban hotspots, and in cooler areas. So we look at the relationship between temperature and mortality, and we looked at how this relationship varied for those who were located at time of death in hotspots or not. As I showed earlier, the relationship between temperature and mortality is not linear, and to characterize the non-linearity, we use cubic spline functions. Okay, just to give some descriptive information, we had more than 36,000 deaths, of whom most people were older than 65 years old. A great proportion of those died of cardiovascular diseases. Now, it's not that hot in Montreal. The daily mean ambient temperature for the period of our study was 20 degrees. The mean ambient temperature was 20 degrees. The maximum daily mean was 29, though. The daily max, the average, the daily max was about 25, and the maximum value of all the values was 36 degrees. And these are information on the two satellite images that we used. We used a 1990 satellite image for deaths which occurred between 1990 and 1996, and a satellite image of 2001 for deaths that occur between 1997 and 2003. Of course, it would have been a lot nicer if we would have had a satellite image for all the years and even all the dates of our study, but this is not the case. Okay, so that was going to go back to the case crossover design. Basically, a case crossover design is similar to a case control design, except that there's no controls, you only have cases. And what you do is, instead of comparing exposure to temperature during between case and controls, you're comparing exposure on case days with exposure on control days. So just quickly, to make you maybe understand this, you have two cases here. These are calendar periods. So it's a month of a calendar. So say this person died on the 9th of that month, and we consider that the exposure that put that person at risk was the exposure to temperature before death, the day before death. So that person, before that person died, the day before the person died, the temperature was 30 degrees. So this is the case temperature and the control temperature. In this case, if the case temperature was on Monday, then the control temperatures are all other Mondays of the same month. So the reason why this is being done is to control for temporal trends in the data. So it's a case control design instead of time series analysis. Okay, as I said, the relationship between temperature and mortality is not linear. So just here to show you the risk, the relationship between temperature and mortality, I present some other ratios where the temperature, for instance, here, what you look at is like you have an odds ratio of 1.03. It means that the people who died when it was 22 degrees were 3% more at risk than dying than those who died when temperature was 20 degrees. And as you can see, like, these are increments in 2 degree temperatures, but you go from 3 to 5, and here you go from 1 to 6 to 8, because the relationship is not linear. So as temperature increases, the risk of death increases, and the values were also corrected for ozone, and which had little influence on the relationship between temperature and mortality. These are not the main results of this study, so I'm just going to go quickly. Just quickly to say also that the risks of mortality associated with temperature were greater for respiratory causes of death. Okay, but the main result of this study is here. So when you look at the relationship between temperature and mortality, the risk of death, what you can see is that the relationship is not linear. So as temperature increases, the risk of mortality increases. And this is more pronounced for those who died who were located at time of death in hotspots and areas of the cities where there's a lot of concrete which were hot, than for those who died in areas which were cooler. So as temperature increased, the risk of death increased, but this risk is even stronger for those who are located in urban hotspots. So 36 years ago, Clarke reported that during heat episodes in 1966 in St. Louis, excess deaths were much more pronounced in the city than outside the city limits, probably because it was warmer in cities than outside the city limits. Despite the fact that temperature are not uniform within cities, well, a few studies have investigated how heat-related health risks vary within cities. Our results suggest that people located in micro-urban heat islands in hotspots within cities at time of death and who were thus more likely to be exposed to a higher temperature may be at higher risk of mortality during warm summer days. Of course, further studies are needed to support that heat-related health risk vary within cities. But if this is indeed the case, then it means that interventions during heat waves may be placed in priority in urban areas where temperature is way warmer. And it also supports that urban planning measures such as greening activities may reduce the risk of mortality during heat waves. No, but I guess that similar analysis could be done. Okay, we did some preliminary analysis using the housing stock database and trying to further stratify our relationships. And actually, those who live in, I would say that our preliminary analysis show that those who live in urban hotspots and who are also living in poor areas are more likely to die on hot summer days. So the same relationships are found, but yes, indeed, part of our relationship is also explained by the socioeconomic status. Yes?
How important is the relative humidity?
Actually, it didn't influence much our results, but I mean, maybe it would be different in other areas.
How common is air conditioning in Montreal?
I would say, 40-50%, but not in the warmest areas, maybe. It's we don't have this information, but it would be really useful. We don't have the spatial air conditioning locations.
When you looked at fatalities, did you take out and look at fatalities by manner or by cause, or were you looking at
Yeah. Well, actually, we look at total mortality, which I presented, but I also presented the respiratory causes of death. We looked at the cardiovascular causes of death as well. And, I mean, the similar relationships are found.
So in total death, you have to take an accidental mortality?
Oh, yes, sorry, total. They're not in there.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm not aware of them. Maybe Norman, you are. Yeah.
Well, I'll be talking about
that. I can't relate, so I apologize.
I'll be talking about that a little later on.
Excellent. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Chiming Lin, who is from Min Chuan University. Did I pronounce that correctly? He's going to be also speaking about temperature-dependent mortality and carbon monoxide.